Welcome to Lift the Bandstand here on CJSW. Gordon here. And we open the program tonight with an album called Me Lau, the percussionist Francisco Mela, and a friend of CJSW and a friend of music in Calgary, John McCaslin, mentioned to me the artistry of Francisco Mela, and so I thought I would go to our marvelous CD collection here at the station. And sure enough, we had this album of Francisco Mela. And very interesting combination of artists that were a part of this recording. And we heard from, we heard from Annette Cohen on clarinet with Lionel Luecki on guitar and Peter Slavov on bass, joining Francisco Mela on drums. And now we're going to continue with another track. This is a duo of the tenor saxophone of Joe Lovano and the drums of Francisco Mela on Lift the Bandstand with Gordon on CJSW. That was Francisco Mela and Joe Lovano. And the composition of Mela's called Parallel World. A very nice showcase of both Lovano and Mela. And thanks to John McCaslin for suggesting Francisco Mela. And going to be exploring this fine artist in more detail. I did notice that he did serve as an artist in the residency at Stone in New York City with many other musicians, including Canadians Chris Davis and Ingrid Jensen on one of the nights. So lots of interesting things to explore with Francisco Mela. Well, now we're going to go to an artist by the name of Matt Chobotter, who's a pianist. I played some of his music on a show previously. I thought I would go to an album of his called Samskaras. And I didn't know what Samskaras was, so I looked in the liner notes. Samskaras are imprints or latent impressions left on the mind by experience. We must consider the potential impact of every past action, thought, and memory on our present and future experiences. We have much to learn about ourselves. Here then is the title track from Matt Chobotar's Full Fathom on Lift the Bandstand with Gordon on CJSW. And that was an ensemble called Full Fathom, led by the pianist Matt Chobotter. And we heard the title track, Samskaras. This is Lift the Bandstand on CJSW Radio. Gordon here. Pleased to be here, live in the booth, and anticipating all sorts of fun things happening next week. More on that as we move forward. Those of you who've been listening to the program over the past while will note that I have been showcasing the albums in which the percussionist drummer Sven-Åke Johansson was a part of the ensemble. And I continue to find the remarkable legacy of this quite exceptional artist. Going back to his very, very free jazz recording of Machine Gun. He was the drummer on Machine Gun with Peter Brotzmann and another all-star free jazz cast. We're going to go to a duo date that's called Consum Delicatessware that was released on the Intact label out of Switzerland. And it is Dietmar Deisner on a variety of reeds. And it is indeed Sven-Åke Johansson on drums. On Lift the Bandstand with Gordon on CJSW. Thank you. The duo of Dietmar, Dietmar Deisner and Sven Åke Johansson, and a fascinating duo recording released on the Intact, that's Intakt, the Intact label. And it just reminds me that there's just so much music that was released out of Switzerland. And I, as many of you will know, I did quite a number of shows organized around the label Hat Art or Hatology out of Switzerland, but there's a number of them and very adventurous and fascinating, avant-garde, I guess. Now we're going to go to a trio album led by the alto saxophone of François Carrière. This album on the Just in Time label with Yuri Kane on piano, Pierre Côté on bass, and Michel Lambert on drums. So it is, in fact, a trio with Yuri Kane. I see. I get it. Okay. Oh, it's a quartet, I guess. Anyhow, an album that I have gone to on numerous occasions. I have quite a few of François Carrière's CDs. Let's now listen to this one called All Alba. And we're going to listen to Lek Lekka on Lift the Bandstand with Gordon on CJSW.
Thank you.
That was Francois Carrière on the alto saxophone with Yuri Kane piano, Pierre Cote bass, and Michel Lambert drums. And the album called All Alba. Well, we're going to continue now with my exploration of the artistry of Sven Åke Johansson. And this one, a date that included the voice of Gene Lee, Günter Hampel, and some others. This released on the Black Truffle label. Don't know the Black Truffle label. I might have to do a little bit of research on that. And we'll have an opportunity to listen to a portion of this live recording, which is called Schabel. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that correctly. Schabel, 71. Thank you for listening to Lift the Bandstand, and do have a fine evening.
That's it.